All right, Mono Amigos, welcome to another episode of Mono a Mono right here on CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. And in this episode, we are going to go through another of these Airheads articles that are CKMS articles from around the years, we were saying, the ones that we've seen anyways, are from the years 1999 to about 2002. As they were cleaning out the station, they were throwing out a bunch of these articles, and I ended up grabbing them. And that's how we're going through these articles. I've scanned them to post with the podcast submission. This article, the date, I'm looking at it right in front of me here, and it doesn't have a date on it. That's the one thing with this one. And I was looking, sometimes I've been looking through the back for clues, and it's just got a big ad for Phil's nightclub on Wednesdays. But other than that, there is nothing, yeah, nothing that gives away the date period of this one. Where the last Airheads episode, on the back, it had, I think it was Big Shiny Tunes 4, and we were able to look up what year that was released, and that was the giveaway. Maybe there will be some clues in here, and we'll be able to figure it out by the end, but this article is called, so it's an Airheads, the station used to be 100.3, it's now 102.7, this article, Why I Love Cheap Vinyl, which I don't even know if that's a thing anymore, cheap vinyl. I guess there is cheap vinyl. We'll get into some of that in a little bit. We'll see what he says. This is written by Harold Solis, and I think at the end there, yeah, it does. It says, Harold Solis hosts the Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine radio program from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. every Wednesday on CKMS. I looked it up. Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine is actually a super old movie, so he named his radio show after that movie. Anyways, here we go. Special to Imprint. We're going to go through this article. Here it is. If I had to pinpoint the start of this ongoing obsession, I think I'd rest the blame squarely on The Harder They Come. Though it wasn't the first record I ever purchased, Jimmy Cliff's classic reggae soul album was the one that opened my eyes to a new and exciting world of music. Well, I think, let's see, right there, one line, one paragraph, I guess. Let's check out The Harder They Come, Jimmy Cliff, right here on CKMS 102.7, Mono a Mono. Sky, waiting for me when I die. All right, Mono Amigos, there it is. So, Harold continues and says, now I'm not going to get into the whole vinyl versus CD debate. CDs might sound better, but not on my Radio Shack turntable. For me, it's not about audio quality. It's about having an exotic array of music at your fingertips at prices that rarely exceed $1. Wow, $1. I think I used to go to Orange Monkey, and they used to have a $1 bin, but there was never really anything good like what he's talking about in the $1 bin. The best thing I got out of the $1 bin, and maybe I'll play a track off that, was some Robert Plant. The only thing is, Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant, just kill where you can post podcasts. They've got everything so locked up with copyright infringements. But here we go. Let's listen to some Robert Plant. It still has written right on it in pencil crayon that it's $1. Here it is, some Robert Plant, right here on Mono a Mono.
Slow dance, ooh, no ways.
All right, we're back. Here it is. Now, I was reading the next paragraph as we were listening to some Robert Plant there, and now I feel like I almost shouldn't have played it. Here's what Harold continues. Sure, used record bins are mainly populated by the likes of Phil Collins, Supertramp, and Loverboy, but that's what makes it so rewarding to find the hidden treasures and long-forgotten obscurities. I just went into a big one there with Robert Plant, although I feel like that was more obscure than, say, a Led Zeppelin album. We're going to continue here. I can still recall the joy of discovering Another Green World, Brian Eno's landmark collection of ambient pop tunes for a measly 50 cents at Value Village, or Everything You Always Wanted to Hear on the Moog. I think it's Mog. Someone corrected me the other day and said it was Moog. I think they're wrong. I'm going to go Mog. But we're afraid to ask for. Still, without a doubt, the most bizarre record in my collection, which came with a 1974 newspaper clipping stuffed into the sleeve, detailing a Canadian scientist's research into Mog synthesizers. I think I'm going to jump into, actually, something from each of those. So I'm going to jump into both Everything You've Always Wanted to Hear on the Moog, because I'm into, if you've been listening to the All Weather Haulage takeover stuff, I am fully into the modular synthesis stuff, so that is going to be super interesting to me. I imagine I'm going to want to try and get that album. And we'll also jump into, what was the other one? Brian Eno's Another Green World, right here on CKMS 102.7. Mono a mono. Thank you. Mano Amigos, we are back here on CKMS. If you're just tuning in, we're reading through another Airheads episode that was written somewhere between the years of 1999 and 2002. This one is titled Why I Love Cheap Vinyl, written by Harold Solis, who was the host of the Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine radio program. Which was on CKMS 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. We've listened to a bunch of songs, albums that he talked about in it, and we're continuing on here. So, Harold continues. And if I might take this opportunity to shamelessly promote a local business, there's no better way to spend an afternoon digging through dusty milk crates of albums than at KW's very own Encore Records. I plugged Orange Monkey. Equivalent in awesomeness is Encore Records. Those two are the two places where I'm going to shamelessly make a plug right now. You could go and, assuming that they're not sold out, pick up the Robot Apocalypse vinyl at either of those two places. I don't know if it's $1, but it was in stock at both those places previously. So, he continues, forget those MP3s, get your hands on something tangible. Call me old-fashioned, but unless I can download album art, well, you can download album art, and liner notes, you can probably get the liner notes too, along with the actual music, then I can't be bothered. Oh, well, I think you can, I'm pretty sure you can get all that stuff, but, I mean, really, who wants a boring digital copy when you can experience music in all its bulky, scratched up glory? I do agree with that. There is something with putting on an album and listening from start till end, which is actually what Concept Album, another little podcast series. If you want to check out what albums we've played on that, visit mamradio.ca, mamradio.ca to check out those. There is something about that, playing an album from start till end. So that I do see his point there. The questionable quality and low price of most used vinyls means that there's little or no pressure on maintenance for your collection. Bored with that new record? Well, you just got yourself a shiny black frisbee. When CKMS left the Bauer Warehouse, they moved into a smaller location. They lost a whole ton of their vinyl at that point. And then they were giving away the scraps, and I've got some scraps as well. I haven't gone through all the scraps. I think a lot of it is pretty junky, but I keep it just because I feel bad throwing it out. Some of it is pretty beat up, especially if you're buying off a radio station. I feel like that was one of the main ways that they played music. They had so much vinyl at the Bauer Warehouse when it was there. So he continues. Some music just sounds better with that unique snap, crackle, and pop that only cheap vinyl can provide. Case in point, Tom Wyatt. Just look at all the bands like Sparkle Horse and Neutral Milk Hotel that go out of their way to capture a similarly fuzzy and antiquated sound. I'm going to jump into some of these bands he's mentioning right here. I don't know them. I'm going to jump into them right here. Here we go on CKMS 102.7. Mono a mono.
Two-headed boy with full ease and they just lay there in their prime. Two-headed boy, there's no reason to grieve. The world that you need is wrapped in gold, silver sleeves left beneath Christmas trees in the snow. And I will take you and leave you alone, watching spirals of white softly flow over your eyelids. And all you did, we'll wait until the point when you let go.
Goes, there it is. We just heard some Sparkle Horse and Neutral Milk Hotel right there. Harold Solis, if you're out there, I don't know. This was, again, from 20 years ago, possibly slightly more. He had some fantastic music selections in this article right here. We are almost at the end of the article here. For me, buying a record player was an investment that gave me access to a mind-boggling assortment of music. With a little patience, I can now find a dozen good records for the price of one used CD. Granted, you may come away empty-handed, but half of the fun is in the thrill of the hunt. And hey, if all else fails, you cash-strapped students can always toss the record and use the album sleeve for cheap decor. And then it has Harold Solis host the Dr. Goldfoot and the Bikini Machine radio program. I was thinking as I was reading through that article, there are some bands that I just will listen to on vinyl. For example, Mars Volta are a vinyl band. The very first time I will listen to their album in full is when I have it purchased on vinyl. So, for example, I had all of their vinyl, with the exception of, and a lot of people consider this one of their better albums, Bedlam and Goliath, because that one was such a rare vinyl that it was so expensive, I had to wait till it was reissued in order to get that one. I've got originals of all the rest, except for Bedlam and Goliath. I'm going to jump into a Mars Volta track. Right here on CKMS 102.7, Mono a Mono.
Can't hide, wash the paint from this heck. bit. She threw me into my mental hygiene. I'm all out of breath, but I know you can resuscitate me.
Never heard a man speak like this man before. Never heard a man speak like this man before. Oh, the days of my life ever since I've been born. Never heard a man speak like this man before.
There it is, Mono Amigos. One very exciting thing, I was talking about vinyl-only bands that I play. And another vinyl-only band hasn't performed a show in about, I would say, 6 years. And that is the band Do Make Say Think. And they are a post-rock band. They used to tour all over the place. I feel like recently they've just been playing these like one-off shows in different places, maybe some in the States, some in Toronto. I feel like most of the members are from Toronto, although what it sounds like is some of the members are also now living in Saskatchewan, and so it's a big deal. It's kind of like listening to symphony music on rock instruments is how I explain it to people, but it's good old-fashioned post-rock. Although there was a time I've read in interviews where they didn't like that classification. I'm going to jump into some Do Make Say Think right here on Mono a Mono.
Thank you.
right, Mono Amigos. There it was. Probably one of my favorite bands there, Do Make Say Think. We heard their track, Fredericia. I think that's how you say it. Fredericia. Right there on Mono a Mono. I'm going to jump into... One time when I was in Florida, I was looking to buy some vinyl. I was looking for some Do Make Say Think. I was looking for some Mars Volta, I believe, at the time. I couldn't find either of those two in Florida. And the owner of the shop suggested to me a couple purchases. I'm going to get to a couple tracks by those suggested purchases. One, I don't know if they're a Japanese band, but they have Japanese members in them. It's a super cool band called Mono. And the other one is super heavy. I don't think it has anything to do with Russia, although I'd have to look it up. A band called Russian Circles. Here's some of that as well, right here on CKMS 102.7, Mono a Mono. We'll be right back. fantastic article, fantastic Airheads article, why I love cheap vinyl. I don't know necessarily that I would be able to spend the time to find those treasures that Harold found. Mono Amigos, if you know what's going on with where to get this good cheap vinyl, you let me know. Email me, rob@soundfm.ca or rob@radiowaterloo.ca, and I will mention it on our next Airheads podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, Mono Amigos.